One step closer, that's what Exxon people say. One step closer, at the end of every day. Cause we're dedicated to finding energy for you. Energy for a strong America.
From the sunshine and from deep beneath the sea, ever searching for tomorrow's energy. For the children on the way, it'll be their world someday. Energy for a strong America. Here at Exxon,
one step closer,
we pursue a long
at
way
the
plan.
End
here
every
at
day,
Exxon,
cause we're dedicated to finding energy for you. Energy for a strong America.
From the sunshine and from deep the sea, ever searching for tomorrow's energy. For the children on the way, it'll be their world someday.
It's not just a bunch of hot air. I'm Chris Phillips with today's Texas Clean Air Minute. Keeping your tires properly inflated is an important way you can reduce air pollution, and you'll save money too. Soft tires cause greater friction between the rubber and the road and make your engine work harder to get you where you're going. Tires underinflated by as little as 4 pounds of pressure can reduce your mileage by 10%. And something as simple as a dirty air filter can increase air pollution and reduce your gas mileage. On today's Texas Clean Air Minute, breathing polluted air can be as harmful to your lungs as living with a smoker. I'm Chris Phillips. Prolonged exposure to dirty air significantly raises the risk of dying of lung cancer or other lung and heart disease, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The study provides the strongest evidence yet that the air pollution levels found in many big cities and even some smaller ones can harm your health. You can help change these sobering air pollution facts. Keep your car tuned up, combine your errands into one trip when you must drive, and use mass transit when you can. It's up to each one of us to do our part to reduce air pollution in Texas. On today's Texas Clean Air Minute, how small steps can lead to big solutions for air pollution. I'm Chris Phillips. Cars and trucks are a major source of air pollution in Texas. Everyone jokes about how unpredictable the weather is in Texas, but here's something predictable that is no laughing matter. Millions of dollars in funds for highways are at stake if we don't take steps now to clean up the air in our state. Here's today's Clean Air Minute. Cars and trucks are responsible for about half of the air pollution in Texas. One of the most important things you can do to help correct this situation is to keep your vehicle in top running order. David Letterman has been top 10 list, and the FBI has been most wanted. On today's Texas Clean Air Minute, 10 tips to reduce air pollution. First, consider a low emissions model when you buy a new vehicle. Wait to get gas until after 6 in the evening. Don't top off your gas tank when filling up. Share a ride to work or school. Work at home one day a week. Walk or ride a bicycle. Saving money and cutting air pollution at the same time. It's not just a bunch of hot air. I'm Chris Phillips with today. Keeping your tires properly inflated is an important way you can reduce air pollution and save money too. Soft tires cause greater friction between rubber and the road and make your engine work harder to get you where you're going. Tires underinflated by as little as 4 pounds of pressure can reduce your mileage by 10%. And something as simple as a dirty air filter can increase air pollution and reduce your gas mileage. Keep your vehicle in tip-top condition. It can gain only 2 miles to the gallon when you find less gas, increasing the amount of carbon dioxide by
9%. The connection between R-rated movies and adolescent behavior is that R-rated movies contain more tobacco and alcohol use than any other rated category.
Dr. Madeline Dalton says smoking and drinking shown in movies is worrisome because young people look to movies to define what will be popular behavior.
This study shows that watching movies can be as influential on social behavior as maybe their peer groups.
the risk of dying of lung cancer or other lung
and heart disease. Dr. Dalton urges parents to consider content like smoking and drinking when deciding whether a movie is suitable for their child, just as they consider sexual content and language. Dr. Dalton urges parents to consider content like smoking and drinking when deciding whether a movie is suitable for their child, just as they consider sexual content and
language.
Dr. Dalton urges parents to consider content like smoking and drinking when deciding whether a movie is suitable for their child, just as they consider sexual content and language.
Visit www.drivecrosstexas.org for the Texas Department of Transportation and Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Drive Crosstexas, reminding you, drive through the process. Great plan, here at Exxon. The future just began. It's a goal within our reach that can help our
one step closer. That's what excellent people say.
Today's Drug-Free Texas Minute. This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. One of the latest trends among drug users is smoking marijuana cigarettes dipped in a solution. This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. If you are a parent, you should know that today's marijuana is 3 times stronger than what it used to be. If you are a parent, you... This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. If you are a parent, you should know that today's marijuana is 3 times stronger than what it used to be. This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. A published study suggests there are serious negative side effects for long-term marijuana users.
Hi everyone, I'm Dave Dixon for On the Road in Texas. In case the prospect of hurting yourself or someone else doesn't deter you from drinking and driving, there are 60,000 other good reasons. That's how many officers can enforce impaired driving laws in our state. Here's Trooper Robin Wilson.
We're cracking down on drunk drivers now more than ever. Law enforcement officers are trained to know what to look for.
This Drug-Free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. There is growing concern about the number of women using methamphetamines or speed. There's a misconception that it's not a dangerous drug.
This is a serious drug. This is not just some little pepper-upper like a pep pill. It's a very serious drug and it has great potential for addiction.
Drug prevention advocate B.J. Van Roosendaal. She says speed users become paranoid, agitated, and delusional. Many women start as weekend users but end up addicted.
They've lost their house, they've lost their marriage, they've lost their children, and have fallen into homelessness. So they essentially have lost everything for this drug.
Van Roosendaal urges speed users to call 1-877-9-NO-DRUG for a drug assessment in their area and to seek help right away. That's 1-877-9-NO-DRUG. And that's today's Drug-Free Texas Minute.
Hi everyone, I'm Dave Dixon for On the Road in Texas. If you're planning a trip out of Texas this summer, don't forget what's legal here might not be in California or Florida. Here's Trooper Sparky Dean on how to drive safely and legally everywhere.
Different states have different laws about towing trailers, window tinting, insurance, you name it. The best way to avoid tickets and stay safe, no matter where you are, is to obey the speed limit. Don't drink and drive, and make sure everyone in your car is buckled up properly and not riding in your pickup bed or travel trailer. It's also a good idea to keep your auto registration and proof of insurance handy.
Trooper Dean says the American Automobile Association prints a guidebook listing traffic laws for all states. You can also check your road atlas or stop at a visitor center for more information. For the Texas Department of Transportation and the Texas Department of Public Safety, I'm Dave Dixon reminding you to save a life. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Dixon for On the Road in Texas. Surprises may be a lot of fun on your birthday, but the highway is no place for it. That's why turn signals are so important. Here's Trooper Sparky D.
Any sudden or unexpected move could be dangerous, especially if you're the other guy and you didn't see it coming. Turn signals let other drivers know what you're about to do. Always signal when you're about to turn or change lanes. Use the signal at least 100 feet before you make a move, and that's about 4 or 5 cars. A couple of clicks just isn't good enough. That doesn't give you up.
Listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. 45 more minutes of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. If you choose to participate, you can participate by calling 472-5667. And now, you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. It is not acceptable to call 472-5667 and be placed on the air unless that is what you desire to do. Skip this show, listen to another one. It is possible to do so at the web address counterfolk.com/lastever. To skip today's show. Today's show is happening live. Unlike every other show which is happening live. Apologies can be sent to ken@counterfolk.com. Bye.
Lord, do you want fire to come down and consume them? The words of James and John in our gospel today. In the place in the land of Israel, there was a constant tension, even as there is a tension today, but today it's between the Palestinians and the Israelis. In those days, it was among the people of Israel itself. The people who lived and who worshipped in Jerusalem kept the faith. They would keep the pure ethnicity of their tradition. They would not intermarry. They would not adopt any of the gods of the Gentiles. Everything was anathema to them. But a little further up north, on the way to Galilee, was Samaria. And the Samaritans intermingled and intermarried with the Gentiles. They still kept their faith. They still kept their tradition. But while they lived in Samaria, they adopted the language of the Gentiles, the food customs, the traditions, and the people of Jerusalem would look down on the Samaritans and consider them as second-rate Jews, if not consider them Jews at all.
My dear friends in Christ, usually I preach on the gospel, but today I want to preach a little bit on the book of Job. Just a little background on this book of wisdom of the Old Testament, so that as we go through this book in subsequent masses, we'll maybe have a little better background about what this book is all about. Well, we got a pretty good insight into it from the reading
today.
This
drug-free Texas Minute is presented by this station and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
God and Satan. And apparently Satan has been going around the earth, seeing what problems he can make. And then he comes to God, and God asks him if he had met his servant Job. He says, there's nobody like Job. I hope you had a chance to meet him. He's so good. And Satan says, well, you know, Job is good, or Job fears you or Job reveres you, simply because Job has such a charmed life. You've been so good to Job. Job's got it all. Why wouldn't Job revere you?
They told me a guy from Jacksonville, Florida, named Yank was going to introduce me. I asked him why Yank. He said he didn't have enough time to explain it. Either way, was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and met Deborah D'Angelo, fine lady. She, in describing her story, she was heartbroken. Went down to Mississippi, met a man. There's a story about the lady, and this happens all the time in Nevada, named Ruth Valentine. Recently went out to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and met Pat Wall. Certainly sad listening to Pat in Grand Rapids. They're unnecessary stories. You know them. Figure out ways to get as much of the money. Start over. Feel the level of coordination is good. We got talked about things that matter to the future of this country. The old rhetoric of class warfare. My attitude is. As I mentioned, we're a strong nation, but we're also a blessed nation. It's important for our citizens to recognize it. You're blessed. There is a responsibility to recognize blessings are a two-way street. That's reality. There's just a spread for soar above college. To me, that's just the beginning. It's a pretty good start. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Debris was seen falling from the skies above Texas. Mankind is led into the darkness beyond our world. It's farther than we can see. And look to the heavens. The doctrine says that with us are good and evil. He still is us. We're strong in our might. Running on our petrol, trying to stumble into something. I know what it means to love brothers and wives. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Texas Minute, presented by this station, the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Our study suggests there are serious negative side effects for long-term marijuana use.
I wanted to hear bears. The bears. Bears. I want to see the bears. I hear some openings. You can fill the openings. 4-7-2-5-6-6-7. There's little moments right in there. It's a silence. Fill the void. Put something. Call, give 4-7-2-5-6-6-7.
Thank you. today. And don't they're good for your feet. And I'm so worried about the shows on TV that sometimes they want to repeat. I'm so worried about what's happening today.
And therefore the Samaritans, whenever you had people coming down from Galilee, as
being so full of doubts about everything anyway. I'm so worried about modern technology. I'm so worried about all the things that they dump in the sea. I'm so worried about it, worried about it, worried. About everything that can go.
This is still Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Like most things that are happening right now, how can you tell what they mean? Do they mean anything? Do they have to mean anything? Does it really matter? I don't know if it matters. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is occurring live every week, Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. right here, right now. When you miss it, when you don't miss it, either way, you can avoid missing it on the internet. There's an address if you go to counterfolk, F-O-L-K, folk, counterfolk.com/last ever. You can listen to shows. You can listen to 3 shows. You can listen to 4. You can listen for all the shows that you've been longing for, going back years and 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 years. I'm sure of it. There's no reason. There's no meaning. It doesn't matter. It doesn't happen. It doesn't bear out any thought. It is. That is. If you think it is, if you don't know what it is, if you do, if you are, then please send feedback. You can email it to ken@counterfolk.com. It is important that you do so. Just so important. If you want to know how it is important or why it is important, you can also send feedback by calling on the phone. The email address again is ken@counterfolk.com, 472-5667. If you wait until you send the email, or if you are calling that address, if you send the message, the phone calls will be received in a while. The email will be received when the phone call is made. All you have to do is write a letter, put it in the mail, and call a 4725. Our email, ken@counterfolk.com/6672-KEN, that's spelled F-O-L-K, ken@counterfolk.com:4756-2675. That's in the last ever radio area code. If you pick up the phone and listening to many things, this is happening. The collage, the bears. This is Heavy Licking, brought to you by ken@counterfolk.com/every Tuesday night from 6 until 5, 6, 6, 7. Thanks for listening. This has been kidding about the feedback thing. Send email or call, please, 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 please. 472-5667 ken@counterfolk.com. Listen to the shows that you missed. Listen to them. They're happening. They're now. Why are we still listening to this? Why is this happening? I don't know. What am I talking about? Why are you talking? What are these other things? What is any of this? What is that? What's this? Sound of a bear licking. What is that? What's that? What's that there for? What does it refer to? What's the connection? Oh, they're there. These things. Why? Why? There. It's gonna happen, it's gonna end, it's gonna stop. It's going to be fine. It's fine. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Everything. Last of a radio extravaganza leaves the air. Until next Tuesday, 6 to 7, or elsewhere, everywhere, anytime you happen to hit play on the webpage. I'll only mention it one more time ever. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza webpage. Type that into a search engine or just remember the address, counterfolk.com/last-ever. Every show, including eventually soon, very soon, tonight's show, after. It's not done. It's still happening. It'll be done. It'll be put on that webpage, counterfolk.com/last-ever. And it's very, very, very important. I don't remember what's important. If you think that feedback is important, send email, please, to ken@counterfolk.com. Or just pick up the phone as soon as this stops. 472-5667. Just say hello.
Hello, speak. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
You're taking us off the air. We're going off the air together.
All right.
What do you want to say? Say it.
Enjoyed your show.
Which show?
This show. I'm on the air.
You're enjoying yourself.
I am.
You are the show.
I am the show.
The show is you.
All right. The show.
Show.
I enjoy the show.
I enjoy the show.
It's a good show.
I enjoy you enjoying the show.
I enjoy the show.
I enjoy listening to the show of the show. Listening to you enjoying the show.
Isn't that something?